Or you could put that hard stuff on it. You'd say you had to
whack.
Or talking about putting grease on it. You'd say you had to.
It's heavy grease or
okay.
It's heavy wax.
Or you take your car in and ask the person to do what to it?
Take it in and ask them to grease it and wax it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
messed up.
Or were all greased.
Yeah. All greased.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner and if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to.
I just built a boat.
And they're fixing to put it in the water for the first time. You say they're going to what the boat?
Going to try it out, I guess.
Okay. What different types of boats do people have around here?
Well, they've got several different types. So.
What, do you remember what different kinds of small boats they used to have?
Well, they used to not have anything much but skiffs that they used with pedals to put them with, but now they all pretty well got motors on. Mm-hmm.
Was a skiff pointed at one end or both ends? Or?
No, it just had a handle to it and wide on the other end.
Mm-hmm. It had a handle?
Yeah, long, be about 5 foot long. You can reach out and pull the water as you went.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a Piro or Bato?
No, I'm fine. You have to tell me what that is.
Well, it's a kind of boat called a Piro or Bato.
I don't know too much about boats.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you'd say you had to put a few drops of
oil on.
What's that?
A few drops of oil.
Uh-huh. And what did you use to burn in lamps?
You're going to put coal in the lamp.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for coal?
I never call it nothing.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a lamp that was made using a rag and a bottle and some coal?
Yeah, just twist a rag in a bottle, put it for the color.
What do they call a lamp like that?
They call it a bottle, they can call it a lamp.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
No way.
Okay. And say if if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no, it
wasn't me.
Okay. And say if you go into a store, and a food store, and maybe they have a new kind of cheese and they want you to try it out, they'd offer you a free
piece of cheese.
And they'd call that a free
sample of it.
Uh-huh. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
And a dime is worth.
I didn't get the last.
A dime is worth.
A dime.
You could say 2 nickels or.
And pennies.
Okay. And if a man was going to go to church on Sunday, what would he wear?
Different way his best clothes.
Uh-huh. What would his best?
Whatever he has.